At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hola!
Victoria. So, I had a neighbor who was a lobster distributor.
All right.
And he would come over, and we just moved into the place. And he came over once, and he says, hey, you want some lobster? I'm like, what do you mean? He said, oh, I distribute lobster, and I got some extra. It's the weekend. I said, sure. So he brings over about five lobster. So that was cool. So a couple weeks later, my wife and I, or my girlfriend and I at the time, going camping over to Lake Wenatchee, and right at the stop sign at the end of the cul-de-sac, and we're ready to take a right, and he comes around the corner on the left, and he says, hey, where are you guys going? I said, oh, we're going camping. He says, hey, you want to bring some lobster? I said, sure. So we go back to the house, empty out the beer from the cooler, and put 11 lobster in.
Jesus.
The cooler, and go over to Lake Wenatchee to this little group camp we had. We had about 15 people there. So we're boiling. We only had a pot big enough to fit one at a time in. So we're boiling up this lobster for about 3 hours that night, eating lobster at the campfire for nothing.
That's a hell of a neighbor.
Where is he getting all this lobster here?
I mean, because he's not sending it to restaurants. I can tell you that right now. He's not.
Yeah, no, he distributed to restaurants.
Well, so tell me where they are.
On my birthday, he comes over. He said, yeah, it's my birthday, and the weekend we're having a little get-together. He says, oh man, I'll bring some lobster. I said, cool. So, of course, he brings like 15 lobster. He brought me one, though, for my birthday. It was an 8-pound lobster. Big enough, we put a big old fat cigar in one of its claws and a can of Bud in the other claw and set him up against the lawn chair like he's sitting in a lawn chair. And I mean, an 8-pound lobster is a big lobster.
Yeah, it's a big lobster.
And, oh, man, it was the best birthday I think I've ever had. Best neighbor I've ever had by far. And my neighbor now, I've had him for 30 years. He still hasn't given me a single lobster. So
you should let him
that's
know.
That's all, right.
That would be a great hookup. Anything like that. Anything like that would be awesome to me. I would figure out a way to reciprocate. You know what I mean? I would find something that I could do. But a lot of times, we have a meat guy. It's one of the parents of another kid at the kid's school. And he's like, I'm a meat guy. Same like the lobster guy. So he'll offer you something, even if you say, like, man, July 4th is coming up, thinking about grabbing stuff. Like, he will show up at your door, and there's, like, 8 steaks, a bunch of burgers, all this crap. And I'm like, man, you, what do we owe you for it? So, nah, it's on the house. Don't worry about it.
Oh, dude. When I lived in Maryland, I had a cow guy, right?
Cow?
A cow guy.
You could buy, like, half a cow?
My neighbor bought a cow every year. And he'd say, like, hey, man, do you want to throw some money in? Because, you know, typically I've still got some freezer room, but I can never get that whole thing in there.
Yeah, of course.
I normally used to split it with this other guy, and he's not interested anymore, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, look, man, I'll take like a fourth. I got another buddy. I know he'll take a fourth. You take half.
All right.
That was the greatest hookup ever. Yeah. I do not remember how much money I gave him.
Did he do all the butchering?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, the guy who we bought the cow from would dress the cows. So, like, you just get steaks, hamburgers, ribs, you name it, man. He'd give you, like, just a box of a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
and whatever I paid for it, it was the I bought. I actually went out to BJ's Warehouse, which is the equivalent of a Costco, and bought a. I probably needed one anyway because I had young kids at the time. But I bought a chest freezer for my garage just to put this stuff
just to put the meat in.
Just to put the meat in. It was so good. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. I was like, Mark, man, anytime, man, you ready to do that cow order? You know, like, let me know, man, because I'm burning through steaks. I get the grill fired up like almost every night because I'm just like, why not? I got all this crap.
One of the restaurants I worked at, we ended up having pig people. We did not know we had pig people. They were a dairy farm, and our restaurant, I guess, was their first kind of commercial client or whatever it is, right? But it really helped sustain them, and they had really good cheeses, blah, blah, blah. So they wanted to pay us back, just a thank you for doing so much business with them. All right, now, the restaurant's about to open. We are very, very busy in the kitchen. So the bar back, he comes running in. He says, hey, man, the dairy people are here. We're like, just throw the cheese in the fridge. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. Then he comes running back in the kitchen, and he says, what do you want me to do with the pigs? I said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? He goes, oh, they got two pigs for you. Like, what do you mean pig? We don't assume he means the actual animal. It was two actual pigs, frozen solid. All right, so we walk out there, and there they are. They're just pigs, and they are frozen freaking solid. One, they're very hard to pick up because they weigh a lot, and they're very slippery because they're frozen. And we're like, here's the thing. Like, thank you, but we don't know. This is that place, Brewer's Art. All right, so this is back of Baltimore. Yep. We don't know where to put these pigs. There's a bunch of beer coolers. It was one of the first kind of brew pubs in Baltimore, as it were, right? Produce our own beer kind of thing. So there's a lot of refrigeration, but there's not a lot of additional room. You know what I mean? So there's this one deep freezer that's about the size of a Superman phone booth. And I don't remember what we kept in there normally. But anyway, but it had shelves on the other side. The only place we could put these pigs was in this freezer. But even then, we had to put them in vertically, one on top of the other. Because, like, literally, they don't fit anywhere. So we're stacking them up, and then you had to close the door real fast, right? Because otherwise, they're going to fall out. So the first time we see this one waitress, she was hot but just ditzy as hell. And I can't remember what we told her we needed, but can you grab it out of the little freezer? She's like, sure. And we all just put down our knives. We're like, wait for it. Pig tumbled out, hit her, took her down, dude. They're sliding across the floor. They're like, oh, my God. We're like, yeah, we did that on purpose, and we don't need what we asked for. We just wanted
to. So you actually had to dress an entire pig?
Yeah, two of them.
I would have no idea even where to start.
Took a little while to figure it out.
Down the middle?
That's the first thing.
Don't you need like a saw to get the bone and stuff? Like,
because we're all looking at these things.
Like a ham has a, you know, like a bone ring in it.
Because being a cook and being a butcher are two different things, right? We can all cook, but now it was like eight of us standing there looking at these pigs like, what the F are we going to do, man? You know what I mean?
Well, most people, even if you barbecue, you know how to trim your brisket and this and that.
Yes.
You don't know how to butcher a cow.
No.
I would have no idea. I would have no idea.
I can butcher the parts, but I don't know how to butcher the animal. So, I mean, it's just these two just solidly frozen pigs.
Like, where's the pork chop located?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
And the thing is,
I have no idea. I mean, I know where the hams are.
I know
where the ribs are.
But I left that job before we ever got around to the pigs. I ended up moving to New Orleans before we ever got around to doing anything with the pigs. They were just in this deep freeze for however long. They might even still be there. Hell, I don't know, man. But I mean, we just stared at a second cousin
that worked at a butcher shop. It's hard to explain because it wasn't that far from where I grew up, but it was tucked in the back of a corner store, just inside Beltsville, right?
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of like Shoreline out here.
Right.
Right. So hugely populated, but he was him and the owner. They sat in the back and they butchered stuff for real. But in the fall, I mean, there'd be a line out the door of people showing up with deer.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. And like, if you went anywhere around that area, like especially because his whole thing in the fall was he barely got days off. But if you took him to like a Maryland game, people you've never met before would be like, Sean, you take care of that for me. I still owe you this.
Dude, I went to a guy's house. He did a whole pig. All right.
Yeah.
And he did a pit pig, which means that you
kind of bury it under there.
Yeah. You start the coals in the ground and then you cover the damn thing with dirt. It's kind of in like a burlap bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pull that bad boy out. But when he took it out, he had it spread like on this huge ass table, like a picnic table.
Yeah.
I mean, all out. And of course, I go up there and there's a couple forks and stuff, knives to cut crap out. And I got a whole plate of pork, and my girlfriend.
How good was it?
It was great. My girlfriend's like, "What did you get?" And I'm like,
"I don't know.
I don't know." Like, I just reached in there, saw some meat, man. Right. She's like, well, is it like the pork chop or the, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what this is. I have no idea.
The only thing I know for sure is up around the shoulders, that's usually pulled pork, like that's right, a pork right, shoulder or a Boston butt. And then the actual butt is the ham.
Right. Okay. Yeah, the main thing,
got to get those cheeks.
Yep.
I've been somewhere where they had like a little tiny Asian, what do they call it, like a suckling pig?
Yeah.
And same thing. I knew the guy that was throwing the party, and he's like, before anybody else gets a crack at it, come over with me. And we cut off his cheeks.
And?
Awesome. So delicious.
Why is it always cheeks? Halibut cheeks?
I know.
It's the truth.
I mean, seriously.
If you eat a person, do you eat their cheeks?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are cow cheeks so good we've never even seen them before because they don't make it out?
You don't hear cow cheeks.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, but I know down at like Radiator Whiskey in the market, you could order just a pig's head and eat it.
Huh.
Just kind of pick at
you
it.
You should do that on a first date.
Yeah, why not?
You know? If she can get through that.
She's cool.
She's a keeper.
Want to watch me eat a pig head?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.